He had never yet extemporized a prayer. Many of the men prayed with fine-sounding phrases and quotations from the scriptures, almost as if they were sermonizing. Billy himself suspected God was not so easily impressed. He always felt most moved by simple prayers that seemed heartfelt. Towards the end of the service, words and sentences began to take shape in his mind, and he felt a strong impulse to give voice to them. Taking that for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he eventually stood up. With his eyes shut tight, he said, "O God, we have asked thee this morning to bring comfort to those who have lost a husband, a father, a son, especially our sister in the Lord, Mrs. Evans. And we pray that the bereaved will open their hearts to receive thy bénédiction." This had been said by others. Billy paused and then went on. "And now, Lord, we ask for one more gift, the blessing of understanding. We need to know, Lord, why this explosion had took place down the pit. All things are in thy power. So why didst thou allow fire damp to fill the main level? And why didst thou permit it to catch alight? How come, Lord, that men are set over us, directors of Celtic minerals, when they greedy for money become careless of the lives of thy people? How can the deaths of good men and the mangling of the bodies thou didst create serve thy holy purpose?" He paused again. He knew it was wrong to make demands of God, as if negotiating with management, so he asked. "We know that the suffering of the people of Aberovan must play part in thy eternal plan." He thought he should probably leave it there, but he could not refrain from adding, "But Lord, we can't see how, so please explain it to us." He finished, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." The congregation said, "Amen."